We present A Sense of Things Moving Forward by Craig Warner, being the true and historical tragedy of the very magnificent Lord Don Cristobal Colon, Grand Admiral of the Ocean Sea. With Ben Kingsley as Colon, Francis Barber as Isabella, Queen of Spain, Simon Russell Beale as Father Luis de Torres, and Patrick Malahide as Martin Alonso Pinzon. A Sense of Things Moving Forward.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Ahead, water, left, right, behind, water. When no land is in sight, father, sound does a strange thing. Standing alone at the prow at midnight with the boats all asleep, I can hear the echo of the evening's vespers spiraling around the infinite space I own. God, you're no longer my senior, but my kinsman, because you were the first to witness infinity. And I was the second.
Captain Colon!
Father Torres!
I can't sleep in this infinity.
Try clearing your mind of thoughts.
Is your mind clear?
It's in meditation on one thing, God and gold.
Those are two things.
No, Torres.
Well, I suppose they're almost the same thing, with only a little L difference.
Yes, God and gold are the same thing. Just think. We'll sink to the navel in jewels as we step ashore.
If we step ashore.
When?
How can you be sure?
Because I require the lands to be there. And with this gold, I'll finance an armed crusade to retrieve the Holy Sepulchre from the Saracens in the name of our sovereigns and our God. Gold will glorify God. No, gold will become God. I'm the man who can spin gold into God. What's wrong?
I'm scared.
Of what?
This infinity. I don't sleep. I have waves of fear, like... No wonder the sea is made of waves. Waves of fear.
If you believe in God, and you believe him to be good, it's a misappropriation of faith to populate with horrors the vast expanse beyond your knowing.
But fear is useful. It saves lives.
If the boats all sank, you'd be dead whether you feared it or not. But weak people find comfort in fear. They cling to it when they should be clinging to the boat. Asleep.
You don't sleep.
It's inspiration that keeps me awake, not fear. These eyes won't close until they've seen a man.
Inspiration would be some solace.
You are inspired. I asked you to come with us because your reputation as a linguist is unparalleled. Think of the opportunity. The natives where we're going won't know our words, our grammar. You'll be able to start absolutely from scratch. Father of language.
That is true. Will I be able to teach them how, if you add EST to the end of an adjective, it becomes a superlative?
Of course!
And how to conjugate an irregular verb?
Yes!
And how, if you add...
You can teach them the very cross bit of a mix.
Thank you, Colin.
So sleep. And dream of syllables waving their little flags at you and giggling.
Just promise me one thing, Captain.
What's that?
Promise we won't drown.
I can't promise that because I don't know the future. But do you think I'd be standing here now if I was sure to drown?
If I were sure to drown. Hmm? Good night, Colon.
Colon! Come down into the water and swim with Isabella!
You're not the queen.
He doesn't have scales.
Yes, he does. Scales of the gold you promised me.
I know you don't exist. I've been having dreams like you with my eyes open.
I'm real or you're drowned.
You don't keep me floating.
What's that you're standing on?
Yes, you gave me the boat. But inspiration came from God and passed you right by. God created you to serve me.
Your words are treason!
And yours heresy, because the kingdom of God is greater than yours. It includes it. Now dive!
There's only wood between me and you, because you still have no goal to blind me away!
I am above you! I am above! My titles will scorch your scales to powder! Die, you demon beast! Die! My soul is impenetrable. You
Captain.
Cannot take it.
Captain.
You
Captain.
Help.
Captain! Your screaming is frightening the men.
The men are asleep. They sleep when I stand.
It's daylight. The men are awake.
But I saw. I see. I am unwell.
Not to sleep, Captain. You will die for lack of it.
These eyes have not yet seen land, have they? Do you see land in my eyes, gentlemen? Do you see its dirt or its fruit? What sleep reveals land, gentlemen? I see its birds and its wood floating by. I can smell its smells. We'll reach land within a day.
Captain, we have.
I see it now. This land comes out of my head. I drew it with my mind.
Colon, look, over there.
People.
Keep the sword in your sheath. Pins on.
But there's 100.
Naked people with no weapons. Pins on. Keep it sheathed.
Their teeth alone.
Back in the sheath. Get the Bible out of my satchel. The first words they hear will be God's. For thus saith the Lord, who created the heavens, God himself, who formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye who are escaped of the nations. There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. Look unto me and be saved. All the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else.
Are they people?
People with sharp edges.
What's growing on them?
They're wearing leaves.
Do they bite?
Oh, they bite with every part of them. Go back into the water and swim to the sky. My grandmother told me you come with your teeth and your claws and suck the guts from the bellies of our children. Go back into the water, fishman, and swim to the sky.
We don't speak your language, and you
don't speak ours. But we come as Christian brothers, and we bring you God.
They have no sharp edges, I can see.
They're hidden. That's the magic of it. Go to the sky, bloodbringer fishman, and let our children live.
Here, take this.
What is it? They have no sharp edges, and the Keona, they have given us this.
Colon, they like it. They, Colon.
No more beautiful a place is there in Europe. No place of greater peace and wealth at once. For every hair on your sovereign head, there is an island that bears your name. For every island, a ship drowned to the masts in gold. I return to you this tiny boat in exchange for, so please you, a dozen more. Staffed with soldiers and geese, tradesmen and horses, architects, priests and swine. These humble gifts I send as a blessing from your glorious lands and their inhabitants, and I remain your vassal, your viceroy and admiral, Colon.
Call forth the choir, the musicians, the wine, we'll dance for a year. My honorable servant Vicente Pinzon, meanwhile, can show us the almost absurd profusion of gifts sent us by our dear servant Colon.
I have them right here.
Where?
In this pouch.
Oh.
First, there's this necklace.
The beads look like they're made of wood.
Carved by hand by one of the natives, for your majesty's pleasure.
Ah, yes, and...
There's this feather.
Feather?
It's from the tail of a bird they hold sacred. To have it fall in your path promises eternal good fortune. So let me just drop it in front of your majesty.
Yes, 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 and... And then?
Then there's this spearhead, and this purse full of...
Purse full of...
Shells, and this rock.
Rock? What am I to do with a rock?
On the islands, they use them for pounding bread into shape, making tools and fishing apparati, and for chucking at fruit to make it fall to the ground.
I have no use for these things.
I believe this is Colon's sense of irony. He's sending you the things the natives find most useful, so that they can feel they've made a worthy sacrifice to their new sovereign. Meanwhile, he's bagging the emeralds, the rubies and the gold, things which they haven't the slightest use for, and taking them for use, he'll say, as a ballast.
Why hasn't he sent them?
I think he wants to be sure they're counted, bagged and organized, so that an effective administration will guarantee the most accurate assessment of them.
Oh.
I shouldn't worry, madam. The islands belong to you, and you will get them.
Men, God is on our side in this. I have faith that we'll find more gold here than we could pile onto 100 Sevilles and more converted Christian souls than could squeeze sidelong into paradise. But God doesn't hand out rewards to the undeserving. There's work to be done, and a lot of it. Torres!
Admiral!
You have only one responsibility.
Yes.
We can't communicate with the natives. Correct that.
I'll get to work straight away. No doubt empirical study of their verbal interactions.
Torres!
Yes. Lend us insight into the syntactical structure of
now, it. Please, Torres!
Yes, Admiral.
Torres,
Captain!
Search through the natives' homes for anything containing gold. If you find something, gesticulate that you want to know where it came from. As for what you find, trade them threads and ribbons for it, broken objects, dispensable things. If they won't trade, just take it.
I will.
Kalan?
What is it?
May I call it the Torres School of International Studies?
You can call it a giraffe. Just please call it now.
Yes, Captain.
Sierra.
Admiral.
Organize a party to cover every inch of the island. Bag dirt from every 100 paces for analysis. Sift through the rivers with your teacups. I want gold found, and not at anything like a leisurely pace.
I'll do that, Captain.
The rest of you, find women. Your heads won't be clear until the pipes are cleaned out. Don't be shy. Take them off the men.
Ah.
Work. Their spouses only gape in wonder as you tear their wives away. I'll take this one for the afternoon. I suggest you follow suit.
What are you doing? Husband! Husband!
Gentlemen, the three of you have been chosen for a special mission. The mission of language. You will learn to speak as I do, and then you will serve as interpreters for our Christian purpose. You will then be asked, in our language, to teach us yours. We trust that in the interests of bonhomie, you will view this task as a privilege. Now, let me introduce myself. Hello. I am Father Luis de Torres. My credentials are impeccable, as is my... Excuse me, don't do that whilst in class, please. What you do in the rustic privacy of your native foliage is entirely... Gentlemen, do face me and watch my lips. Otherwise the mechanics of delivery will escape you. I did ask nicely. Would you like me to put your name down?
Do you know who I am? Do you know... who that was? Who did that to you? Nor do I. But I have questions about it. Is my existence a divine experiment? Has God chosen to incarnate a semi-deity to perform some of his tasks on earth? Am I God's unconscious hand extended down to the world from heaven? Or am I a divine mistake? An aberration? Did he doze as I was created and wait to find an adversary? Am I a threat? Will there be conflict? Will our swords cross? I don't know. But I believe one thing. These islands were not here before I required them to be. My journey was a gestation. My islands were not found, but created by me. I willed you into existence. You're weeping now. But if you could understand me, and understand who that was who did that to you, it would change the feeling when I do it again.
Beatrice, I'm so glad you've come.
It's my investment as well. I have every reason to celebrate its success.
And isn't port the most wonderful meat? Have some more champagne.
Boy!
Just a droplet mustn't get giddy at my
age. Why ever not?
If one starts to dance, the bones are at risk of snapping, not to mention that there is little in this world more repellent than an old woman with sudden sexual confidence.
Oh, rich! You could have anyone you chose, and if he knew what was good for him, he'd at least pretend to want to kiss your sagging breasts.
Oh. These things have been replaced by God and gold and the feverish entertainment of large helpings of both.
Would you like to increase your stake in the Cologne affair?
How?
We've spent all the money you've lent us. There's plenty of room for manoeuvre.
Spent it all? I don't believe it.
Oh, yes. We're building a giant temple along the borders of Spain, running from one coast to the other, through which everyone must pass to enter the country. Like the Great Wall of China, only ecclesiastical. We've equipped a very fine mercenary army, all silver armour and thoroughbred steeds. Of course, we've redecorated Cordovia and Seville, long overdue, I must say, the state of them, and 100 other things too tedious to mention. But then, today, a hat seller came to court and showed me the most glorious ostrich plume beret, which would have gone beautifully with my flamingo serape, but of course, nada. Cash poor.
I'm happy to increase my stake in the island scheme, but I can't help thinking it would be wiser of you to spread your debt around a bit. I'd hate to be the crown's only creditor.
Oh, believe me, nothing could be further from the truth. We owe everybody.
But how do you know there's enough gold to repay all this?
Infinite gold is infinite gold, my darling Beatrice. That's what infinite means. But I'd like to test the laws of algebra and see if we can't spend it all.
I'll show you that I double the faith of the crown by giving you a few more million in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We'll have oysters and swan over the transaction.
Oh, you are a darling.
Have some more champagne. I'll see you don't start whipping some young soldier with your brandy. Boy!
Signor Collant.
Sir, we have sifted through every grain in the bags of sand. We've eyed them with a glass. We've distilled barrels of water taken from every 100 paces the length of the river and examined the residue. We've powdered rocks. We've sliced the trees like sausage.
And there is no gold. All these men working and you haven't yet found the gold.
We've done everything in our power to
find the gold.
Determine where...
Find the gold! Your salary and your uniform belong to the crown that wants the gold.
We'll do our best.
Collant! Sir.
Oh, we've been to all the natives' homes and searched among their possessions, and of everything they own, there was only this, Captain, which they gave us in exchange for an accordion.
This is gold!
It's not much, sir.
It's gold! That means there's gold!
But how much?
There's gold! This island could be the crust on a moon of gold!
Would you like us to dig?
Mines. Dig mines?
Where?
Your job will be to answer that question. You'll work above 12 men of your choice, each of whom will work above 50 natives. Have them dig with tools, with spoons, with their hands and teeth if necessary. And when do you stop?
When we've hit gold.
Your salary is now doubled.
We'll start straight away. But one last thing.
What?
How do we get the natives to work for us?
Answer. You start by asking nicely.
Hello. My name is Luis. Luis.
Lou.
How is it going, Torres?
Slowly, Admiral.
Do they not understand you?
But their passive vocabulary is improving, but their accent is still a bit stiff.
Get them to know the basics, Torres.
The basics.
God.
Yes, God.
And gold.
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 Excellent.
Now remove the L.
You're not asleep, are you? The king mustn't sleep yet. He requested Her Majesty. And he's going to get her. Oh, it makes me want you, you know, this new freedom. It makes me want a lot of things. But it also makes me want you. Something, someone I could always take on the slightest whim. There isn't anything I don't want now. Even things I don't want, I want. Things I have no use for, I want. Things that don't exist, I want. I'll have things invented so that I can want them
and wanting them, have them, and having them, have them destroyed so that I can miss them and want them again. I am limitless. Come closer. Take me over and spill yourself inside me, pretty Nando. I'm Liberty herself.
Come on!
Can't it wait? I'm bathing.
We're having trouble with the mines. The natives are dying.
Dying? Of what?
Artesia? They put down their tools, they sit on the earth, they smile, and they die.
This is their ultimate weapon, because they know they can't be punished for it.
There's a new ploy they started using last night.
Which is?
They're running to the hills.
All of them?
20-odd have fled so far. I fear this is going to become fashionable.
Use the dogs. Find these natives and have them tortured in public.
Well, don't you think that will give us more trouble, then? They already think that we're...
If you know the truth of your actions, it doesn't matter how they're perceived. Intention is all.
She said they'd float to us. Or swim. Or crawl. She said they'd get here somehow, bringing their sharp parts and finish us off.
We can fight them with prayers.
No. Instead of your granddaughter's granddaughter, there'll be a girl with round eyes and light skin where she was supposed to stand.
And where will ours be?
She'll be there with us in death. My grandmother said that the children who should have been born will be there in death, but more beautiful than we are, never having been born. Their skin will have no texture to it. Their hair will float around them.
That shouldn't make you sad.
Death is meant to be a response to life. If there's no life to respond to, death can't be felt as peace. I don't know what prophecy is or if there's a way to change it. But we have to do what we can.
What can we do?
Oh, perhaps we haven't given them enough food. Perhaps we haven't danced enough. And we've never invited them to dance with us.
You want to give them a feast?
When the virgin bleeds, we'll make food and fire. We'll sing to them. And we'll dance.
And we'll pray to them to let the virgin have a granddaughter. And we'll make peace with them.
Well?
We found them.
How many were they?
23.
And where are they now?
14 are dead. They were torn apart by the overzealous dogs that sniffed them out.
And the remaining 9?
Were publicly tortured before the mines, as you suggested, so that the natives in attendance would learn a visual association between the crime and the punishment.
And what of them?
The 2 survived.
Their baptism will take them to a better place. Praise God.
They're not being baptized.
You let them die unbaptized?
I don't believe in our God.
There is only one God.
How are we to bring him to them?
You watch their eyes. In the last seconds of life, people are known to have revelations that will open them up to the truth.
But we can't communicate with them.
If they die unbaptized, our campaign is a falsehood.
But how can we get them to understand? The concept of Christianity is too complex to be mimed.
The fish of this island are more pious than you are. They can't lead us to gold because they don't know the word. They die unbaptized, and their souls are condemned to eternal torment because God is a word. They don't speak. Perez, get Torres and bring 2 other men.
I will.
As for Her Majesty, she will be anxious to discover that your minds are useless.
The work hasn't stopped for a second.
Damn the work! I want gold!
We can't invent it!
Then gold! Tend to your minds! pins on. 500 natives.
500.
Chained and on a boat to the Queen.
As slaves.
As gold. A few slaves will be the coin that keeps my creditors from the whole of my purse. And my purse is my titles, my honor, and probably my life. Now go. I don't mean soon.
I'll do that, senor.
Leave me alone. What's happening? These men, don't squeeze me so hard. Colon, do you know about this? Father Torres, Admiral? Do you know about this?
I know about it.
What have I done?
What have you done?
I'm a godly man. I don't steal. I don't lie.
And you don't teach.
I do teach. I'm an extremely patient teacher.
Your patience is costing me my blood.
What do you mean?
We are here for two things, Torres. God and gold. And we can have neither because you are keeping them out of reach.
Teaching a language takes time. You have to start with an approach that can be understood visually if there's no common linguistic bond. You have to start with a word, say cloud or no.
No more words.
And then say to them, repeat after me.
Hang him.
Hang him? What?
Yes, hang. Yes, him. Yes, right now.
You can't hang me. Hang me for what?
Treason against the state.
Treason?
We were all waiting for you, and the progress has not been made because of some treasonous ideals in your head which shall forever remain unknown to us because there is no trial for you now!
Admiral, are you quite...
Will you hang with him? Not another word till he's swinging! Any inquiries you'd like to make after that point, I will be, as ever.
Admiral, please, don't hang me. I was trying to teach them as best I could.
Word.
You didn't give me any warning.
Word.
It's a temper. God doesn't like temper. Leave it till morning. I beg you to...
Silence, or I'll strangle you right here!
I was just a teacher and a lover of God. There's all the treason in my head.
Then you shall go to heaven, and you will pray for my soul. Half an hour, Perez.
My friend, Colon, I am a lover of God. This is a sin. And when I'm in heaven, I will not pray for your soul. I am not that good.
Your Majesty, some excellent news.
Please.
A boat has arrived in the harbour. It's from San Salvador, ma'am. And it contains 500 brown slaves for Her Majesty's pleasure.
Slaves? Who brought them?
This gentleman, Signor Pinzon, madam, did.
At the Admiral's request.
I certainly didn't request slaves of any description whatsoever.
I'm not entirely certain what his reasoning was myself.
Surely he sent more than this.
I'm afraid this is all.
Time has passed, Don Pinzon, and the crown is getting lighter on the top of this head. Do you know why that is?
Ma'am?
Because there is no gold to feed it with. I don't want slaves. Did I send Colon to a new world to become a zookeeper? The slaves have come, and I will use them to my advantage, but I cannot breathe for fear of losing this crown to my death.
The slaves, madam,
the slaves
cannot be used to your advantage.
Not to my...
Nor to anyone else's, for that matter,
because
they're dead, ma'am.
Dead?
All of them. Every one of them. Dead.
Why dead?
There were too many on one boat. They were packed beneath the cabins and given no room, no light, and little food. So none, I'm afraid, remain.
Who ordered them to be transported in this way?
Well, that would be your Colon, wouldn't it, ma'am?
This is beyond breach. Beyond... insult. Tell me now before you take another backward step. Where is my gold?
I can't say I know if there is any.
What do you mean, if?
I don't know the exact amount that's been found or that will be found, but...
How much have you seen?
I haven't seen any.
And how long have you been on the island?
A year, madam.
A year, and you've seen no gold!
gold! Quantify it, Pinzon. How much is no gold?
By no gold, ma'am, I mean none.
Lies! Colon tells lies! This sending 500 Negro corpses to the Queen of Spain is a gesture of the utmost elegance and style compared to his spending the very dirt of Spain, the very ground beneath our feet, so that we will have no place but hell to walk when nothing lies between us and it. All for the sake of his childish, self-glorifying lies! For Her Majesty's pleasure, this will be her pleasure. Clear the boat of corpses. You will be my general. You will go to the islands and you will send Colon my regards. Send him my regards. He is from this moment stripped of rank, title, and uniform, including the ones he had before I ever laid eyes on him. He is no longer viceroy or admiral. He is no longer don or senor. He is no longer Colon! He remains only his Christian name, stripped even of the Christianity. For Her Majesty's pleasure. This will be her pleasure. Bring him to the court and splash him naked before us. We will teach him his next insult must be revolution if he intends to escape with his life!
Very good, ma'am.
It's me, Torres. Don't open your eyes. You won't see much of me. I had to tell you what it's like where I am. I'm naked there, Colon. More naked than anything or anyone on earth can be. Because it's a different kind of nakedness. A deeper one. Shaven to the bone. The marrow a scream forever. But I pray, Colon. Every minute I pray. To the man who was right. To the man who knew about me. Who saw inside me and taught me to swing. I pray to you, Colon. I pray to you.
Captain! Get to bed!
Sit with us and eat and drink.
Listen to our music. We're singing for you.
I think she wants you to take that.
I will.
What if it's poisoned?
There's nothing on this island, nor any combination of things, that can kill a man.
Something seems amiss about it.
They're paying homage to us, so I'll drink, and you'll both do the same.
Colon!
Pinzon, you...
Quiet!
Quiet? How dare you speak
quiet.
To the...
Quiet! What are in these?
What are you doing? You treacherous little peon. Just glance at me once more in your hand.
Do as I said.
What are you men doing? I'm Viceroy.
No, you're not. Show him the letters.
You have letters.
All signed by Her Majesty to put me in your place and to strip you of all rank and privilege bestowed upon you by the crown.
These are forgeries. This is unthinkable. Get those chains away from me. Forger.
It's the Queen's hand. You know it well enough. It was the hand that drew the rope to the islands, and it's the hand that's towing you in. Put him in the chain.
I will not wear chains. I am vice.
You're Senor Cristobal Colon, sailor.
What? Why?
You've made promises you can't keep.
These are my islands. I drew them with my mind. You can't take my thoughts away from me. You cannot exile me from my own mind.
Your mind is your enemy, Colon. It draws part pictures. Black and white islands with no gold seams.
And for this I'm chained by my minion, Mewling Pinzon. You were my underling, my subordinate.
Yes, I was. It's nice to see things moving forward. We go by my rules now. You two, grab the woman. You, grab the old man.
But they're harmless. They've done us no injury.
Read, senor. The Queen has written it. I compete with no one for jurisdiction. I want the old man and woman in the fire. Into the fire.
No! Don't put the woman in the fire.
My mother's medal will not be burned.
That boy looks angry. Show him your gun.
Don't make them angry. They have the killing noise.
My holy father will not burn. Boy, put down the knife.
Put them in the fire.
We know what they call you, Colon. We know who you are.
The ash will never leave your hand.
Pinzon, what are you doing?
I'm continuing what you started, Colon.
Don't learn from me!
I judged you once, senor. But things are different from where I stand now. And whatever my opinion of you, I must in fairness say that you taught me all I know. Take him to the boat.
Your Majesty, I beg your royal pardon.
I ask not to be disturbed.
Mom.
Dear God, what does it take to convince the world I'm ill? Ill!
Yes, Mom, I...
Conspiracy! To sting Her Majesty's... Do you know what illness is? The earth is my illness, and all its things are pricks to sting her.
Mom.
No money, no life. Rotting deathwards. Your shirt is dirty. Who do you think you are?
A letter from the Pope, you... Mom.
From the Pope?
Yes.
Saying?
Worthy Catholic sovereign, the details of the imprisonment of Don Cristobal Colon cannot have escaped our notice. Though we hasten to express our recognition of your well-known virtues, one must benevolently regard intention as more important than deed. A man who attempts to spread the word of Christ cannot, we devoutly assert...
God, is he worthy?
...be judged purely for the ultimate ineffectiveness of his administrations. We hope you will give our view the attention we feel it deserves, and we remain your brother in God eternally...
Ah! The church and state vie for perspective.
Madam, he only asks that you consider his...
Truth? His truth? I'm cornered.
Needless to say, you have every right not...
Wrong! He's right. He's right. Why have I been ill? Death? There is no one sticking pins in my eyes. Deaths are imagined things. Pilon has been reduced to near death, and I've relished it. Where do I find myself in this? Where is my grandness? I am queen. I'll release him. I'll release him myself. All the shine of the key in my hand, I'll release him. And for once, in all the vast landscape of this life, for once, the grandness will be found. And I will be good. I'm sorry for my behavior, Paige. To you, I mean. I don't know your name.
It echoes like infinity.
Don't sit up.
Who are you?
I'm a doctor.
Your name is Torres?
Why do you think that?
Don't come too near. I might hang you.
No, I don't think you'll hang me.
Yes, I had a friend. But my blood is poison.
You've been forgiven.
Don't forgive me. Let me die of it.
I won't.
I haven't always been in here, have I? It hasn't always been here.
No. You did the things you said.
I did, didn't I? Far away there before some virgin, too. I could have died at any moment, such risk. But they wanted me to be in a room when it happened, so they could laugh at the joke. I'm alone.
Oh, I'm here.
You remind me of someone I once liked very much. Why am I so guilty? There is no God to blame it on. That's the horror of it. I've always been alone. Never truly with someone because they wouldn't understand my heart. And I thought greatness was my reward for being so alone. But somewhere in me I've always wanted just to be truly with someone. Other one, nothing, tiny little person with another no one person, that's all.
I'm a no one person.
Don't waste your time on me.
You should sleep.
I can't sleep in this infinity.
Try clearing your mind of thought.
I can't.
Sleeping helps.
No. That's even worse.
Why?
Because there's a dream I have.
What happens in your dream?
Don't hear it.
I'm not afraid.
Well, it's about a room.
A room?
Like this. But all black and burnt in a desert at the end of the world. Four men find the room and say, "This won't do for a home. We can't end up here. Let's each walk in a different direction until the sun sets tomorrow and return to tell what we've seen."
Do they return?
upon the third day. And the first man says, I saw a giant man of silver covered in lights, people in beautiful clothes looked out from his eyes, and people in rags tried to climb his legs but kept falling and breaking limbs and dying. And he said, I think we should go there, because there's always something better to hope for.
Ah.
And the second man says, I saw a village with huge porticos, wine and water flowing, fruit and music and people naked and bathing and making love. And he said, I think we should go there because there pleasure is all.
And the third man?
Said he saw a stream where people were rubbing rocks together until their hands bled, blew the powder into the wind, but the powder fell onto their eyes and blinded them and made them unable to work. And he said, I think we should go there, because there's work to be done. And the fourth man.
The fourth man?
The fourth man didn't find anything at all.
Nothing?
Only sand. An island.
I see.
But he said... he said... Because there was nothing, I could hear the heartbeat in a grain of sand. Each grain was the heart of the world, the beat of life and death together. It's in all things, and it doesn't move forward or backward. It's already there, pumping through it all. No time, no place forever. And when they've gone, he says, Now they will all follow me forever.
I don't understand.
Don't you see? The world is a ball. So if they're walking away from him, they're walking toward him. If he were to walk instead of staying still, if he were to walk in one direction, he would be wasting his time because he would be going towards the same place. He'd get there eventually, walking in one direction. It might take him 500 years, but he will end up in the same place.
So there was no moving forward?
No. Only the sense of it. The real movement is staying still.
Your Majesty.
Doctor. May I have a word with Signor Colon?
Who is that? It's the Queen, Signor.
I'm an enemy of the Queen.
I'll wait outside.
Colon, you're not an enemy of the Queen. I've come to release you, to let you go, and to tell you, you're not an enemy of the Queen. Colon, I can feel your loneliness in this room. I can feel it on my skin. I've come to pardon you and to ask a pardon of you because I chose you to despise when it was me I hated. I could turn to a man with my lips wet from prayer and spit at him for begging. And I know it was the same for you. Your heart has watched your deeds do wrong, and the heart can't stop the limbs from hanging men, so it breaks to keep the men alive. But live, Colon, and let me live. Live so I can be good and set you free. There are things to be undone, Colon. Live. Doctor.
Madam.
His eyes.
Sorry, he sits in the room. The black room. With nothing. With no one. Not moving, but staying still forever. And says, arise, O Lord, and judge thine own cause, but do not judge mine. He's dead, madam.
What was that you were saying about moving and staying still?
I think it was a dream he had, madam.
I hope his waking was a dream. For his sake. And for mine. Could you please stay a while? I'd like your help lifting the body.
Of course.
I understood you, Colon. Because I know you. Don't pray for us. But be silent in the stillness of your room.
In A Sense of Things Moving Forward by Craig Warner, Don Cristobal Colon was played by Ben Kingsley. Frances Barber was Isabella, the Queen of Spain, and Simon Russell Beale, Father Luis de Torres. Patrick Malahide played Martin Alonso Pinzon. Constance Chapman was Anna Cayona, and Hedley Goodall Guacanagari. John Telfer played the Doctor and Juan de la Sierra. Peter Gunn was Francisco Perez, and Denise Bryars, Beatriz Perestrello. David Plimmer was Vicente Pinzon, Craig Edwards the Page, and Juliet Prue the Arawak Woman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Stuart Gordon, and the play was directed in our Bristol studios by Andy Jordan.